welcome back to the broadcast. Hurricane Rita has been brought to level 5 now at 165 miles per hour of the wind chill, or the wind factor, 165 miles per hour, people. Hurricane Rita, 165 mile an hour winds, more so than Katrina. And this is not a pleasant thought for me, as it's not a pleasant thought for Barney as well. Barney, continue with your thoughts.
Yeah, Tesla discovered scalar waves resonating after a thunderstorm had passed, and they were acting like an echo of the thunder sharks, you know. And Tesla claimed that the scalar waves are so small that they can go completely through the Earth without touching anything and affect the weather on the opposite side of the Earth. And it takes two scalar waves to make a photon, which is the smallest unit of energy and matter.
Mm.
So I got most of this stuff came out of the book Tesla, the Prodigal Genius. It's really loaded with stuff. It tells how he was able to light up 200 light bulbs 26 miles away without using wires. And of course, you know that the International Tesla Society went to court, and the Supreme Court ruled that Tesla was actually the inventor of the radio.
And who was claimed to be the inventor of the radio? Was it Edison?
No. I dropped his name.
That's okay.
But at any rate, you go to your history books, they'll teach you. Marconi.
I see, uh-huh.
And so the International Tesla Society, I guess you're aware of it, but they've been working on and coming out with Tesla stuff for years.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Barney. Thank you for your information and thoughts and direction. We have so much going on, people, and so many directions coming at us, but right now, weather as a weapon... Oh boy, weather is a weapon. I'm just at a loss as this is being done to us on purpose to engineer sustainable communities, smart growth, relocation of populations has to be done under the Biodiversity Treaty, as you've seen the biodiversity map on our website, AmericanExpose.com. Now, if each listener that is listening to this broadcast find one more listener within 1 month, will make a big difference, a big impact on waking up this country. Very, very important, very vital listeners to one person, every one of you, one other listener. If you can make that happen, think of the difference we can make in a month. Let's move to Paul in Fort Lauderdale. The call in number 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Also keep in mind Republic Trading, 800-691-7898. Tell them Chris sent you. 800-691-7898. Paul, welcome to the broadcast.
Yeah, hi. I'm down in the now sunny Fort Lauderdale area.
And how's it going down there?
Oh, this was just nuisance down here. We got some rain bands come through and the winds gusted to maybe 35 miles an hour. That's all.
Uh-huh.
That's all that happened here. But I wanted to ask you, if Scott Stevens calls in, could you possibly ask him if a natural occurrence such as a solar flare can be used to enhance weather control technology that is Earth-based? I had always wondered about that. Now, we haven't had any solar flares for about a week now.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And I was wondering, or... if this weather control apparatus would create the same effect as a solar flare, like wiping out the short wave band, which would afford the people behind it, which you would call plausible deniability. They'd say, well, it's just a solar flare.
That's always my concern.
Yeah, I was just wondering about that. Oh, one other thing, a heads up. You were being tested on 11-9-20 yesterday.
I was being tested?
You were on the air on 11-9-20 yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And the signal came in very well. A very, very good signal. The only problem you might have with that is that Radio Marti, which is broadcasting from the U.S. into Cuba, is on 11-9-30. And that is a real blowtorch.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I can't use a single conversion receiver down here for the reason that I get harmonics from them all up and down the dial. And what I have to do is I have to go to a double conversion set. But they weren't interfering with your signal yesterday. Mm-hmm. I have to say that. And but you sounded good yesterday.
Well, good to hear. Good to hear. I'm you know, Cuba, you know, the people are suppressed in Cuba. Elian Gonzalez is going to be the poster child for Cuba in the future, as he's been brainwashed. And he'll come back into the scene in the future.
Oh, I'm sure. His father serves on the National Assembly now down there.
Well, he has probably given his marching orders, and don't you think? I don't know.
He's a poster child. They bleed every ounce of propaganda they can out of everybody they can down there. That's just the way they do it.
Yes.
What can I say? Well, okay, Chris, it was nice talking to you. I'd appreciate it if you could maybe bring those points up with him when you get to talk to him.
I'll do my best, and maybe you can call in and ask him yourself tomorrow.
All right, sure, if you're taking calls, I'd love to.
Okay, thank you, Paul.
Okay, thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye now. We'll be back to continue. 800-313-9443. And more. Lots more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
To a certain degree. Wetland. Back to the broadcast. As Hurricane Katrina has reached level 5, 1 million people have been ordered to evacuate the Gulf Coast, listeners. 1 million people. I pray for all of them. I pray for all of us. I see what's being engineered today. Maybe you don't. But research is your responsibility if you don't, to prove me wrong. To prove my, and to make me feel comfortable that I'm not as worried as I should be, put it that way. Weather engineering. Sheldon in Tucson, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Sheldon.
I got this thing here in the mail I wanted to read. I don't know if other people are getting this. It's from the Department of Health and Human Services.
Uh-huh.
Within the next few weeks, your household will be called to take part in an important national study being conducted by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. This study provides important information for measuring the progress of vaccination for young kids across the country.
Oh, man.
Childhood immunization rates are at an all-time high of 78%, but many kids have not received all of their shots.
No.
I don't know.
Wow. How did you feel when you received that?
Well, after reading it, says you really don't have to participate in it, which I'm not going to.
Good.
Another thing, with this hurricane being as strong as it is and no doubt under weather control, I would highly suggest everybody get their butts ready for martial law across this whole country, because I think this country is going to be in a total crisis next week, and they're just waiting to unleash all the foreign troops, too.
Well, it's very, very obvious to me what's being engineered. Whether we get to that stage next week or not is hard to determine, but I appreciate your concern. Absolutely.
Thanks, Chris.
Okay, Sheldon, thank you. And we'll try to get Nick Begich for next week. It's just, at this stage, people, it's so easy to chronicle what's being done. We are an armed society. There's probably 150 million armed citizens in this country. The goal of the State Department and the UN system is to disarm everyone in the world. And those that are ordered to evacuate, where are they going? Where are they going to go? Are they going to take their firearms with them to protect them from being confiscated? Even unloaded firearms, you know? This is something to consider, people, because an armed society is a safe society. An armed country is a safe country. You lose your firearms, and it's open season on the population. History has proven this to us in the past, and I hope we don't have to repeat it today. Jeff in New Mexico, welcome to the broadcast, Jeff.
Hi, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Have you heard this story about the government throwing out and is going to burn food donations from the British?
No.
I heard FEMA turned down the food, and they're going to burn it because it doesn't meet their rules or something.
Oh, my. I wonder what that's all about.
Yeah, and it's a lot of those K-ration-type meals.
MREs.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that they would do that.
Well, I can't either.
But you hadn't heard that story, I think.
No.
I heard it on Brent Johnson show.
Uh-huh. Where did he source his information from, do you recall?
No.
Okay.
Maybe somebody else can call in. But I think the reason that they did that, if they did, is because the corporate fascist agribusiness state doesn't want people to get this free food because it cuts into their sales and profits of their food, like ConAgra and all them, Frito-Lay and stuff.
Yeah, could very well be.
And they want to keep people at their jobs, afraid people will quit their jobs if they get too many freebies. And if they did throw this food out, the post office could have been ordered to deliver those meals to people in the area, you know, down there. And then if the people are rich enough, they didn't really want that donation, they could have donated it to somebody else there instead of throwing it out.
Absolutely.
Because of bureaucracy and stuff.
There you go.
Are you in California or Texas?
Actually, I'm in Oklahoma, transplanted from California in 2001.
Oh, I thought you said something, you moved back to California or something.
I would like to move back to California if there was a place to go, but it's so third world over in California now, and it's so expensive to live, it's not logical to go back. I miss California. I miss the climate. I miss the opportunities in California that used to be there. I certainly miss the climate. But,
and do you think, the Constitution says we have freedom of assembly?
Yes.
Something like that?
Yes.
If a bunch of guys wanted to start, like, a gun club, you know, a shooting club, target practice, and it'd be like the Viking gun club, and it'd be for people of Northern European heritage, and wouldn't necessarily want any other kind of people in the club. I think that should be constitutional because you have the right to freedom of assembly, but we're getting all these hate crime laws and everything that people with common interest, like I'm interested in, there's another shortwave show called Odin Lives that talks where they say, the guy at the end of the show says the continuation of our people is not negotiable. And you could have a gun club where you go and talk to people about these kind of things, that if you have a daughter, you talk to your friends that I want my daughter to marry a white guy, you know, stuff like that. That's what you talk about in the gun club. And we have these rights, and they're trying to divide people and make this like a mestizo mulatto nation. I think it benefits them more than people of Northern European heritage that don't have this mestizo or mulatto blood in them, you know?
Well, I certainly know that the way to destroy a country is to integrate it, and that's what's being done through the State Department. So
have you ever heard of this publication called the Nationalist Times?
No.
But anyway, it's against internationalism, but I think even if it's national, you can have a bunch of internationalists within your nation, so you don't end up any better off. It's like a nation of all these different nationalities, so people don't want to talk about race as being a nation, you know? They want to, that's taboo and all this.
Well, integration is a great way to drive people into the directives of the UN Charter, and I think that's the direction in place.
Yeah, and if like black or Latino people, if they want to have a gun club where they talk about the Aztec or Inca heritage or black people in Africa heritage, they have a right to have that kind of gun club, too. And that's the kind of country I think we should have.
I understand your thoughts. Very well stated.
Okay.
Thank
Bye.
You, Jeff. Thank
Thanks.
You very much. The situation is very, very ominous today, listeners. The integration is well chronicled by the State Department. You can see it yourself, and you can learn about this on the website, AmericanExpose.com. Here we see statement, national consultations in Russia, Rio Plus 5, what has been achieved. And they say progress in the implementation of the results of the United Nations Conference on Environment and Development in Rio, 1992. They say by this decree, April 1st, 1996, the President of Russia approved the concept of transition of the Russian Federation towards sustainable development presented by the government of Russia. The decree instructed the Russian government to take into consideration the provisions of this concept while preparing its program of social and economic development, while adopting legal instruments and taking other decisions. It was also instructed to work out and present in 1996 for the consideration of the president a draft of the state strategy of sustainable development of the Russian Federation. See, it's all being done. Agenda 21 is being done all over the globe. And this is what's going to happen when the rebuilding process begins in Texas, as it's begun in New Orleans and Louisiana. To a certain degree, wetlands, sustainable communities will be developed